Willy Brandt, well, of course, I'm old enough to remember when he was when he became Chancellor of Germany, and what excitement there was when he took over. And the amazing moment when he visited Warsaw, the memorial to the Jews who were murdered in the ghetto there. And as you see in the play, he actually knelt down in front of it, which is something that nobody expected him to do. And this, at the time, I remember reading about it in the papers, provoked a lot of comment, and what an extraordinary guy this man was. And it was as though it was the first time that since the war that Germany had had a leader who acknowledged, openly acknowledged what had happened and was willing to apologize publicly for what had happened, even though he himself had had no part in it. So it was a terrific moment. I remember when he left office, it was all a bit scandalous and a bit sad, but he opened the pathway to all kinds of other changes which have bore fruit later on, you know, which, but he planted the seed of tremendous changes in European politics, which are, it's extraordinary to see how that happened, how to see that dramatized is really quite fantastic.